So this is a little song that I wrote this song, started it here and wrote it in Chicago before I ever got to Paris. I always wanted to go. And and I was playing at a place in Chicago. We got anybody from Chicago in here? No, I got some Chicago people? Okay. A place called The Quiet Night is out on Belmont back in those days. It's where I actually saw, I was working it, and it was like the opening act would stay a month, and then the headliners would come in. And so it was kind of an interesting kind of place because in a four-week period, I remember, I opened for a band called the Siegel Schwall Band, which was a local blues band in Chicago. Neil Sedaka, Jerry Jeff, and Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. That I learned a lot from all those people. And but there was a great guy there who was the he was a cleanup guy, and he tuned the piano, named Eddie Bachowski, who was an artist and with an amazing history of going all the way back to a veteran of the Spanish Civil War. And he had he was a one-armed piano player, and because he had an arm taken off in the war. But his stories were unforgettable to me when I would finish my gig and it was over, and I would just sit with him and listen to stories, and this came out of it, and it all it did was generate more desire to get to Paris, and I finally did. So from Key West to Chicago to Paris, this is called He Went to Paris. It's one of my favorite songs too. Went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes, French wines and cheese put his ambitions a bit. Summers and winter scatter like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. Then he went to England, played the piano, married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life. She was a good wife, and he owed him a young son named Jim. And all of the answers and all of the questions he locked in his attic one day. 'Cause he liked it quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. His whole world was shattered, but all he could do was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was called. Answers he never found. So he hopped on a freight, skidded the ocean, and left England. Fishes the islands and drinks that green label each day. Writing his memoirs, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. 'Cause through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and say. and some of it's magic, some of it's tragic, but I had a good life all the way. He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks. Okay. All right.